During this past week, the news outlets have been telling us that there's some kind of program to encourage people to go out and to count as many stars as they can at night. And it's all about light pollution and trying to get something done about that. I wonder if you've ever thought about the councils of eternity, when together the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit purposed in themselves the great work that God has accomplished. If I can say respectfully, one can almost imagine the Son saying to the Father, "How many stars shall we make?" And the Father saying, "Billions and billions and billions." They estimate there are over 1,000 billion stars in the sky, in the galaxy. And they reckon that there's 1,000 billion galaxies. Remember the Lord's word to Abraham, "Come out now and count the stars, if you're able. So shall your seed be." And the greatness of the universe, the vastness of the solar system, and then the universe in which we're living, with the billions and billions and billions of stars. One of the reasons why it's there is to demonstrate to us and to illustrate for us the greatness of what Jesus has done and the greatness of what his death accomplished as he finished the work that the Father gave him to do. It is so magnificent. It is so unspeakably glorious that the Father says, "We'll put it in the stars. We'll have billions of them." He wants us to be astonished as we look at the universe and to see that that is just a pale reflection of what the Father has done in the Son in this great work of redemption. That's why the angels in heaven, and that's why the spirits of just men made perfect, that's why we one day will be in that place singing, "All glory and honor and power and praise be to him who sits in the midst of the throne and to the Lamb." And remember that as we come to the table. Such simple things. Look up in the sky, just stars. You come here, just bread, just wine. But what treasure it speaks of.